bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Mallick. The U.S. Senate has renewed the Foreign Intelligence Service Act for another 2 years. This legislation is said to assist in combating terrorism by the U.S. government. The votes for this legislation were announced on the Senate floor today.
On this vote, the yeas are 60, the nays are 34. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the passage of this bill, the bill is passed.
Audio provided by Forbes. Due to the approval of the bill, President Joe Biden will sign it into law, who has championed for it in the past. Conservative and progressive senators alike have called out the legislation, claiming that it is too invasive for American people and their privacy. These senators demanded that American citizens' privacy should be protected and that it is a right that is given to them. On the flip side, the Biden administration and those that support the Foreign Intelligence Service Act say that being skeptical of this act could impact the collection of intelligence gathering. The deadline for reauthorizing the Foreign Intelligence Service Act was missed by the Senate, but they were able to get it reauthorized just minutes later. The Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee, are now a part of the United Auto Workers after an overwhelming majority voted to join the union. As the UAW has tried to unionize the Chattanooga branch twice in the past, but ultimately failed to do so. This recent vote to unionize now gives the UAW a motivation to now work on unionizing around a dozen other southern branches. The National Labor Relations Board confirmed that 2,628 voters approved, while 985 opposed the motion. In order for the vote to be official, only a majority vote was needed to pass. UAW President Sean Fain touches on the future of unionization.
It begins now. The real fight is getting your fair share. The real fight is the fight for our union contract.
Audio provided by ABC. The results will be certified if no objections are filed in the next 5 days. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash. Your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Mallick.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.